can poverty be ended? A Penn State geography professor told People at the University of South Florida this afternoon that it cannot be eradicated through economic development projects. As part of USF's geography colloquium series, Lakshman Yapa told 30 students, professors, and members of the public that because economic development created poverty, poverty cannot be solved by economic development.
We have tried that solution for a long time, and I've also proved in the lecture that if you define getting $40,000 as a lower middle class standard of living, that there isn't enough money to do that. So if you keep chasing that dream, then we forget to dream other dreams. So once you understand that economic development doesn't deliver the goods, then you have to start thinking about a different discourse.
Some elements of a different discourse on poverty, Yapa says, involve quality of life issues rather than just traditional economic issues.
Thinking about your body, thinking about your house, thinking about your neighborhood. When you start posing those questions, you're thinking of the economy differently. And it's a very different discourse.
Yapa says that poverty is not just a lack of income, whether it's in America's inner cities or in developing countries.
Economic development has failed in the third world. We know that. 1 billion people live on less than $1 a day. The total wealth of the poorest 48 countries is less than the total wealth of the 3 richest men. And inequality has, in fact, increased. So what gives? What gives?
Local governments fund projects that are supposed to create jobs, but it can never be enough, according to Yapa. He mentioned a $60 million retail shopping center in Philadelphia that was supposed to create 600 jobs. But those low-paying jobs did not affect poverty because they were 30,000 jobs short of what the city needs. As an alternative, each summer, Yapa takes a group of students to impoverished West Philly to undertake projects with the community. The work of many of his Philadelphia Field Project students relates to their own majors in fields such as architecture or health and human development.
Each year, we talk to people in the community and in consultation. We have to respond to one of their needs. And so together with community leaders and the students, we come up with research projects. So we do things like community credit cooperatives. Then you saw the video about putting that woman's dolls on eBay. And so my student had to design the web pages and teach her how to manage those web pages. We had somebody working on composting, somebody working on how to take ownership of neighborhood parks so that they improve the quality of your life. So all of those projects, you know, so it's related to the body, it's related to housing, gardening.
Yapa's goal is not just to affect poverty in West Philadelphia, but also to change the discourse at his university. During his lecture Friday, sponsored by USF's Office of the Provost, Yapa displayed maps of West Philly with demographic data including income, race, and where people commute to work.
When you look at maps of where poor people are, a lot of people do that, not just geographers. The problem is that you think that where poor people live become the site of the problem. So that's where you put your attention, by studying it as a problem. And many people avoid that area, want to get out of it, because that's a place where there are problems. So if you redefine poverty in different ways, and I said, why is it where I come to consume my income the place of poverty and not the place where I produce the income? Okay? And once you change that question, then you can see that the whole conversation changes.
Yapa is interested in no longer explaining poverty through demographic factors like race or if there's a female head of household, because those are descriptive characteristics that people can't do anything about. He says that looking at poverty through a different lens will give people a way to improve their own lives.
When I changed that map and I showed where poor people work, then I would say, well, why is that? And suddenly I can talk about transport. I can talk about telecommuting. And I can talk about alternatives to transport. I can talk about public transport. These are answers that we can find, and then we become hopeful. And so if I can find a way in which people spend less money on transport, what that means is the $30,000 they're earning means more to their life. That's another way to think about poverty.
Yapa says that people spend up to 20% of their income on transportation, so solutions such as bike lanes or transit could lift them out of poverty. According to Yapa, people become empowered by ensuring they have a basket of basic goods, such as functional literacy, a biogenic diet, housing, transportation, and health. Lauren Fry is a graduate student in environmental engineering at Michigan Tech University.
I think what he says about building a whole person is probably true, and so I'd like to look more into it, but yeah. thought that was interesting.
Prachusa Basu, an assistant professor of geography at USF, appreciates YAPA's defining poverty in a community as an issue that people can be empowered to improve.
And one of the ways to do that is to rethink the community in ways that are different, in ways that differ from, mapping wide areas or doing all the technical things that we're interested in, where you would actually go in and try and experience it in certain ways. So I think in those terms, I would read his talk as saying that it's not only about the economics, that it also has to be about that personal engagement that people can bring to a particular issue, which is what we're trying to promote with notions of community engagement and service learning.
When university researchers look at problems like poverty in a new way, YAPA says, the situation may improve.
Once you think like that, then there are so many different answers and you become very, very hopeful.
You can learn more about Lakshman Yapa's Philadelphia Field Project and hear an interview on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.